Angus Crowley with the Institute of Religion and Democracy. American Orthodox retired Bishop Metropolitan Jonah recently spoke to the IRD. He spoke about secularism and depersonalization and the impact on society and church. He based his talk on his recently written paper, Metropolitan Jonah Feels the Nature of Relationships of the Individual Human Beings to Institutions Within Society Influence the Very Identity of the Person.
The process of secularization in the 21st century West has come to mean the revaluation of every aspect of life, culture, and society according to the principles of utilitarian atheist materialism.
He says marriage and families, community, church, and employment all influence the individual. He says he is concerned over what he sees as rationalism.
Secularism is a process within our society that is working immense change on all levels, personal, cultural, commercial, political. It has radically changed the nature of the churches and their position within our society over just 50 years. It has been the source of a radical shift in values, norms, morality, and ethics.
He says when secular materialism is the guiding principle, it reduces the human being to an economic unit.
Rationalism is the driving principle underlying secularism. On one level, it is more integrated in its more integrated state where people retain a knowledge of God and the sense of the sacred. Rationalism made space for the divine dimension of spiritual awareness.
And he adds,
rationalism conceptually reduced reality to what can be sensually and logically perceived and explained. Secular materialism represents the synthesis between the militant atheist refusal to acknowledge the spiritual realm and the devaluation of the individuals into economic units of production. Because human reason is unable to perceive God by itself, people lost faith in God the more they submitted to a rationalist reduction of reality, silencing their spiritual perception.
He says the person achieves true freedom by overcoming enslavement to self. He also says total personal liberty enables the freedom to do the will of God. I'm Dennis Crowley for the Institute on Religion and Democracy.